After decades hibernating from the rest of the world, Myanmar is now keen to show itself off to tourists. And it has a lot to offer, including beautiful beaches and stunning temples, and possibly the friendliest people in the world. But Myanmar's growing tourism industry faces a few challenges. Barbara Schott is from independent non-government organisation Tourism Transparency.
Our aim is really to promote responsible tourism to the country and provide transparency on what is happening in the tourism industry. For example, we've been working on the do's and don'ts for tourists. This is an initiative that was first launched in 2012. It was a small booklet which contains caricatures about the do's and don'ts, what you can and what you shouldn't do in Myanmar, with the emphasis on also having positive sides of, you know, please do smile, please go and trade with people, talk to people, and so on. We've got a second edition that was launched in 2017. We're working basically together with the tourism industry to promote a better, more responsible tourism for Myanmar.
Do's and don'ts are interesting because I've travelled to lots of countries and I don't think I've ever been given a do's and don'ts book before. I have to say, I did actually find it very useful. Why do you think that's particularly important in a country like Myanmar?
It is so easy here to run into something where you really do not intend to be culturally offensive, but you are. Just to give you an example, if you hold a camera into the face of a monk, that is considered as very disrespectful. Or if you sit down and you point your feet towards an elderly person. I mean, these are all the things we are not particularly aware of that because it's not within our cultural norms. So having something like this, I think, is really important. You want to give some kind of hint of saying, please don't do this, please be aware and respect the culture.
How well is Myanmar structured in terms of its, you know, its infrastructure and its training and its staff and things like that to actually cope with a number of tourists? Because clearly it's all very well bringing them in. What do you do with them once they're here?
Well, there's still a lot of work to be done, but it is improving. Infrastructure is obviously one of the big factors that has a massive impact. A lot of areas are still not accessible, which also makes the charm of a lot of destinations, obviously, within Myanmar, but accessibility is a big factor for the success of tourism. In terms of the workforce, a lot of different people working on improving the skill sets here, but there's still a way to go, but we're getting there slowly.
And is tourism really having a positive impact on the person in the street? So are we seeing a trickle-down effect to people actually benefiting from it, or is it really being held at the top still?
Well, again, I would say you see both. For example, now there's a lot of initiatives towards promoting tourism in local communities. Also, the concept of community-based tourism is now being promoted and will probably be also in the new tourism law. There's a lot of effort towards bringing the benefits down to the local population. At the same time, you will still have, obviously, a number of areas where traditionally you have the big hotels that are disconnected with the communities. It's a work in progress.
And because the country's only relatively recently opened up to tourism, unlike some countries who've had it obviously for many, many, many years, do you find that in some ways it's easier to work because you're sort of working from a blank slate, or actually is it actually harder because you are working from a blank slate more and it's like you've got to start almost on first principles?
It's an interesting question because in many ways Myanmar has a very different feel to it because as it was so closed, yes, it's a blind slate, but it's also, in terms of, for example, technology development, we're making a jump here from zero to 150, you could say. I'll give you an example. 10, 12 years ago, you would pay $4,000 for a SIM card. Now you pay $1.50. So in that regard, technology will have a massive impact on the development of tourism.
That's Barbara Schott from Tourism Transparency, an independent non-government organisation campaigning for an open and accountable tourism industry in Myanmar.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.